Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. Yeah. Taking the kettle off the stove and ready to pour some hot tea.
Bring it, honey.
So let's say what's up to our trusty La Familia in L.A. What up, Heidi? What up, Frank?
Hey, y'all.
What's up, y'all?
Well, y'all, Rihanna wants to get your feet cozy, and how can you say no to that? Oh. So we'll talk about that in a minute. And, Heidi, I heard you were freed.
Oh, free at last! Free at last! I got out of the studio and went to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. We played some Dish Nation games with fans. I gave out prizes and had an absolute blast. We'll show you a little bit about that later.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, did you win me some money?
Might have.
Oh, you was real quiet. Uh-oh, you was too slow.
What it happened was.
You ain't never gonna see it at all. All right, y'all. Well, let's start this thing off with an absolutely fabulous.
Gary.
Somebody's way
you
too
You always
excited.
Gotta ruin
I mean,
it.
He is so in it. He ready for these this little pictures.
I know. Well, anyway, y'all, Cristiano Ronaldo and his 7-year-old mini-me Cristiano Ronaldo Jr. have launched a denim collection called CR7 Jr. And one of the photos of the collection has a sexy shirtless Cristiano Sr., but it also shows you a young Cristiano shirtless too. Is this cute or is this weird?
It's a little weird.
No.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute, Portia.
The only thing that's weird is that Cristiano Sr. is wearing Junior's jeans and Junior's wearing Senior's jeans.
That's cute. It's an ad for denim Junior. At least get the kid a pair of pants that fit.
That fit.
But that's cute. That's the whole thing.
No. Let me tell y'all why it's not cute. Because if he was maybe 3 wearing his dad's jeans walking around, okay. But no kid his age is playing in their dad's jeans. And they need to put a shirt on this child.
It's a cute thing because it's men at least being with their damn sons.
It's family.
You know, exactly, honey. You don't see too many men with their sons.
Well, 19-year-old Ariel Winter from Modern Family and her boyfriend, Levi Meaden, are celebrating their 1-year anniversary. Yes,
they've made it.
Oh, 1 year.
Look at those two. Oh, my goodness. When you're 19, though, a year is like forever. You're like, oh, my God.
It is.
Ariel Winter has some advice for all of you boyfriends out there and how to be better boyfriends. Here's what she said. She said, quote, "What I think is important about every boyfriend and what I think every boyfriend should focus on is not always your looks. Every boyfriend should tell their girlfriend they look beautiful. But also what I think is important is that every boyfriend focuses on the fact that they love you for the person you are."
Oh, bring out the damn violin.
I mean, but this is the type of stuff that a pretty girl is supposed to say.
Right.
Because, like, if she wasn't attractive, then, like, she wouldn't
be with him.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like some girl going, I want you to understand and be in love with my heart and my soul and not just about how I look.
I promise you, it is about your heart and soul.
And I appreciate that. Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
If she came out and said, "I like guys who like my ass and my breasts," then what y'all would say?
Oh, she's
tell
beautiful.
The truth, girl. You're telling the truth.
Well, then you're going to love me.
Right.
This year, for the first time ever, Sports Illustrated held an open casting call for models who could be featured in the highly anticipated swimsuit edition that comes out this February.
Oh.
Well, it's down to the 6 finalists, and one of them was made the model.
Yeah.
Oh.
Take a look at this.
Take a look at that.
She's 1 through 6.
Whoa.
Yo, wow. Look at that. Her name is 27-year-old Tabria Major. She's from Nashville, and she revealed that she was a maid as a side gig to help, you know, fuel her modeling career.
She's the type of woman I want to die in.
Oh.
No, I mean, like, in her bosom. On. Like, on my very last breath, I just want to, like, be snuggled into this woman right here.
She looks comfy.
Now, Tabria says, Modeling is an expensive career when you first start. You have to invest in yourself and pay for photo shoots and maintain your appearance. When I told people at modeling jobs that I was moonlighting as a cleaner, they looked at me with disgust.
Well, it's a good thing she's a maid because Frank's making a mess up in here.
Well, Taylor Swift, honey, has her squad. Kim Kardashian has her squad. Well, guess who's looking to form her own squad? Miss Portia Williams.
Oh.
Yes, honey. Well, I'm actually hosting a big trip to Jamaica for Memorial Day next year. It's going to be really huge. And so I wanted to invite some of my supporters, some people who I know are some baddies out there.
Yes.
So I am giving them a full expense paid trip to Jamaica.
Nice.
If they fit in one of these criteria categories.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So the first one is serving face.
Oh, I could do that.
Oh, yes, honey. Garrett, there you go. Yes. And you also have to be able to whip your hair, honey. You know, just a little whip, honey.
But that's Brad, her hair whip.
Oh, Brad, you can do that. Yeah. And then having a beat face.
Heidi.
Which means the makeup and stuff, mm-hmm. You know. And then the last one is keeping the body tight.
That rules me out.
Because we are going to be in Jamaica.
Can I give you guys a ride to the airport?
It's really exciting. Normally, you see us in the studio, but every once in a while, it's nice to sort of get out of the studio and take a little field trip, and that's exactly what I did today. Yes, Dish Nation is at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. We love coming here. It's one of my favorite places. A great spa, great dining, great games and gambling, obviously, but why are we here? We're here celebrating the second annual Dish Nation Games. Remember last year? What fun we had. So we're here again. We got a lot of games we want to play, and why are we going to play games? Because we have prizes to give away. Really, really great prizes, but in order to give those prizes away, we need people to play. So let's go find some people. Come on. Can I get a shot with you? All right, I promised you games, and that is exactly what's happening right now. It is time for Shake, Rattle, and Let's Dole Out Some Prizes. What am I talking about? Okay, here's the deal. See this right here? Gumballs. You understand, the goal here is how you're going to win these great prizes. You're going to turn this upside down. You are going to shake, shake, shake to get all the gumballs into that other side. Does that make sense? And whoever has the least amount of gumballs left up top wins prizes. And I'm going to tell you what those prizes are in a minute. Are you guys ready? On your mark, get set, go. Let's look at strategy. Let's look at strategy. Oh, I think she's beating you. Oh, it's very noisy. I mean, I don't know how anybody would get any sleep doing this, but, girl, come on, you can't let him beat you. 3, 2, 1, he's done. That was pretty impressive. That was pretty impressive. I was rooting for the girl. So check this out, Jose. We have, let's see these prizes here. This is pretty amazing. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, they are not messing around. You got $100 dining credit here at Morongo. How great is that? Yes, I think he has a girlfriend that's nearby that's very happy about that. Oh, also, yeah. A deluxe room, a one-night stay at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Amazing, yes, applaud, give it up for him. Yeah. See, we're playing games, we're giving away prizes. It's the second annual Dish Nation Games. Let's go find some more people. Yay!
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we know you miss us when we're gone, but lucky for you, we got an easy solution. Make sure you go to dishnation.com and sign up for our newsletter so you can get the latest dish so you'll always feel like you're with us all the time.
Oh.
Now, with that being said, it's time for Ticket and Skipping.
Yay!
Wahlberg and Will Ferrell are at it again as the father and stepfather in the dynamic duo comedy Daddy's Home 2. This time, he's throwing grandpas in the mix, too, with Mel Gibson and John Lithgow.
My dad is going to scoff at everything we do.
Your father hasn't met the new evolved Dusty. I mean, who wouldn't be impressed with you?
Ben!
Dear God. This is going to come off weird, Dusty, but he's beautiful.
Why don't you bring the car around?
I'm not the driver. I'm Brad.
Stepdad?
My dad's coming, too.
Dad! Red sweater. He wears a red sweater so I can see him in a crowd.
There's my big man! Oh.
If this one is even half as funny as the first one, it's going to be a slam, y'all. Yeah. I'm going to give it a ticket.
I'm going to give it a ticket because I love the first one, too.
What about you, Gary?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely take it.
Oh, really?
It's a happy movie. You know, and I like happy movies.
You do.
Yeah, and I love Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, and it's about dads and stuff.
All right, well, there's going to be some real stiff competition in the box office this weekend because Murder on the Orient Express also hits theaters today.
Would you mind if I join you?
You're the world-famous detective, Hercule Poirot. Avenger of the innocent. Is that what they told you in the papers?
And you are innocent?
You're fun.
A passenger has died. He was murdered. The murderer is on the train with us now. And every one of you is a suspect.
Do I have to pick between the two or no?
I mean, like, I think we got enough money to see two movies,
right? Okay, well, it's ticket for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go see
it. I love a mystery.
I haven't seen a good mystery movie in a long time.
Right.
Ooh. I'm in for this one.
Yeah, I love this. I'm going to see it. Ticket.
So, Gary?
I'm still on the fence. Because I want to take a train ride, but if it scares me, that means it's going to take all away from me.
Well, people get killed on the trains all the time. They just don't make movies about it.
Oh, really?
People don't get killed on trains.
You're going to probably die in your car.
Hey, Belle!
Patrick is sleepy. He is sleepy.
He's delirious. Bless his heart.
All right, we are still celebrating Dish Nation games, and we are on to the next game, and that next game is called Marshmallow Out, Man. What am I talking about? I'm talking about this. We have two contestants ready to win big prizes from Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. We have Robert and Erica here. Everybody at home is cheering for you. You can't hear it, but they are. Right. So here's the deal. You've got 60 seconds. Again, these are great prizes. 60 seconds for you to use your chopsticks and see who can get the most marshmallows into their bowl. Are you ready? It's simple. Make sense?
Yes.
I'm going to count you down. 3, 2, 1. Marshmallow out, man. Ooh. Oh, oh. A few? Have you ever used chopsticks before?
Nope.
Oh, this is Robert's first time using chopsticks. Now he's just taken to stabbing the marshmallows. Full on manslaughtering the marshmallows. So far, you are destroying Robert.
Yeah, no, no, give it to me. Give it to me.
I mean, what do you expect? He's a San Francisco Giants fan. What? Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I did. All right, how much time do we have left? We have 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Wow, okay, chopsticks down. Okay, you know, here's the thing. I was worried I would not know because they're little marshmallows and like who got the closest, but really this is very easy, America. This is Robert's, this is Erica's. Yeah, so here's the good news, Erica. Thanks to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, we have a couple of really great prizes. This I know you're gonna love. $100 to use right here at the spa.
Oh, wow.
Right? I know, okay, and that's not good enough. A deluxe room, a one-night stay on Morongo Casino Resort and Spa and Dish Nation, of course. I'm gonna throw my name on that. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, on to the next game. What?
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yeah, I'm happy.
Well, move over, Rob Kardashian. Rihanna has a new sock line.
Oh!
Ooh.
That's right. Riri just released her new holiday sock collection with Stance, and it's called Thotty or Nice.
That's so cute.
Oh, my God. Well, the Thotty comes in two different colors, red or white. You've got the saucy and the Fenty Prep, which also comes in two color choices, red and blue.
Mm. Oh, my.
This will make a dope stocking stuffer.
And also, we have the Pure Platinum.
Oh.
Oh. See, those are the thought socks.
Yes.
You just put those on with a T-shirt with your panties and open the door.
No, not in the house, Portia. You want to wear those out with, some short-cut denim shorts.
Girl, so they can see,
the top of them.
You don't see, the point of being a house thought, you don't really want to be a thought outside of the house.
Oh, you an in-home thought.
Like in-home.
A thought on the DL.
Thottery. Indoor thottery.
Yes, your indoor thottery.
Thank you.
Okay. You're pregnant in them socks.
Yeah, if I wore them socks outside the house, all my booty hanging out,
Oh, ain't enough people gonna see him if you only in the house.
They only for one person.
Person, honey.
Yeah. No, if I wear some Fenty socks, I need my Fenty socks seen.
Those are for Netflix and chill.
Yeah, honey.
All right, everybody, we are so excited. We are still celebrating the second annual Dish Nation Games. And this next game is called Orange, You Glad You Came to Morongo. What am I talking about? Well, I am talking about this. First of all, we have two willing victims, contestants, I guess I should call them. This is Saro and Angie, and I asked them if they wanted to play some Dish Nation Games for big prizes, and of course they said yes. So what are we gonna do? We are gonna have Saro and Angie see how many oranges they can get in the hoop that is down at the end of the course. Sounds easy, right? They don't get to use their hands, people. They're using their knees. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right, get into position. Put the orange between your knees. Where's my clock? All right, Angie. Oh, Saro. Saro's ahead of Angie. Angie's got it. Angie. Oh, Saro's got to go back to the beginning. Atta girl, Angie. You know what you're doing. All right. Orange back into the knees. Angie wants these prizes. She wants them. You go, girl. Your mom raised you right. She knows how to keep her knees together. That's right. You're a Catholic schoolgirl, aren't you? I know. Me too. I get it. You're in the lead. Angie is in the lead with two oranges, doing very well. Saro is not going to win anything. She drops the orange. This is effortless. It is like Angie has played this game her whole life. 5 seconds left, and I think we have a very clear winner. Angie has won. Orange, you glad you came to Morongo. Angie, you are so good at that. All right, so here's the thing. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, we love it here. Anytime we get a chance to come here, we do. And I want to thank them for inviting Dish Nation. They were nice enough to give Angie, the winner, a $100 dining credit and also a deluxe one-night stay all the way to you. Now, I feel bad for Saro. I feel like I should give him something. You were such a good sport, so I want you to go to the spa here at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa and go get yourself a spa treatment. $100, Saro. Doesn't he look like a guy who could use a massage? Yes? Loosen up those knees a little bit. All right. Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you guys for playing. It was a blast. I hope you're going to join us here next year for the third annual Dish Nation Games. But for now, I just want to say thanks to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, and I'll see you next year. Yes. Meghan Markle isn't even in the royal family yet, but she's already feeling the royal rule. Now, like most celebrity women, like going on the red carpet, having a cute little number, sometimes short, sometimes tight. But now, I guess, because Meghan Markle is dating Prince Harry, and apparently the Queen of England thinks that the knees are not for public consumption. So Meghan Markle's got to lengthen her skirts.
What's wrong with the Queen's knees?
Well, they're not the bee's knees. I know that. Here's what I think is interesting. I think knees are very unattractive. There's nothing sexy about the human knee.
Oh, come on. There's got to be people out there who have knee fetish.
I mean, there's always a fetish for something, but like a calf is way more sexy. When a woman's got high heel shoes on and she's got that calf muscle pop when she walks, it's like, oh my God. Like, you don't need to see her knees.
Actually, I got a thing for knees, really.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. You see a woman's knees and you throw in a couple elbows, I'm in.
There's always a guy like him.
So maybe me and the Queen, she can't look at people's knees. She'd be all over her.
Yeah, maybe that's her own fetish.
I see her knees.
Oh, no.
This crown's coming off.
Oh, my God.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.